And this is a form of learning called active learning, and really promoted by a very early paper in 1972 by Craig and Lockhart, where they said and discovered that learning and retention really relate strongly to the depth of mental processing. Students learn much better when they are interacting with the material. The second idea is self-pacing. Now, when I went to a lecture hall, and if you were like me, by the fifth minute, I would lose the professor. I wasn't all that smart, and I would be scrambling, taking notes, and then I would lose the lecture for the rest of the hour. Instead, wouldn't it be nice with online technologies, we offer videos and interactive engagements to students? They can hit the pause button. They can rewind the professor. Heck, they can even mute the professor. So this form of self-pacing can be very helpful to learning. The third idea that we have is instant feedback. With instant feedback, the computer grades exercises. I mean, how else do you teach 150,000 students? Your computer is grading all the exercises. And we've all submitted homeworks, and your grades come back 2 weeks later. You've forgotten all about it. I don't think I've still received some of my homeworks from my undergraduate days. Someone never graded. So with instant feedback, students can try to apply answers. If they get it wrong, they can get instant feedback. They can try it again and try it again. And this really becomes much more engaging. They get the instant feedback. And this little green check mark that you see here is becoming somewhat of a cult symbol at edX.